This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wells Fargo is once again and somehow still in hot water. The bank has admitted to charging customers for auto insurance they didn't want or need, following a report in the New York Times that more than 800,000 people who took out car loans had the insurance foisted on them. This is, of course, the same Wells Fargo which has admitted opening 2 million bogus accounts to meet inflated sales goals and is accused of changing mortgage terms without telling its customers. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has the latest on Wells.
Wells Fargo says it will refund about 570,000 customers who were unwittingly charged for car insurance between 2012 and 2017. That'll cost about $80 million. A proposed class action lawsuit seeks additional damages, and Senator Elizabeth Warren is stepping up her pleas that the Federal Reserve oust most of Wells Fargo's board members. Stanford University banking expert Anat Admati also favors booting out the board.
Regulators actually have the power to remove the board because they can judge the board's monitoring work as allowing certain behaviors that are endangering the bank.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen hasn't ruled out such a move, though Admati admits it would be unusual.
I don't recall anything of this sort happen, except obviously when a bank fails entirely and it's in bankruptcy or some kind of a resolution process where everybody is out and you have new management.
Wells Fargo declined an interview, but in a statement pointed out that last year's scandal prompted, quote, many actions in response to its retail sales practices issues, including changes in senior leadership, unquote. Banking analyst Stephen Bigger with Argus Research thinks the Fed ousting board members is a long shot. He thinks fines are more likely, but he sees a more sweeping consequence.
The penalty is more in the reputational damage than the dollar damage.
He says after last year's scandal, not just individuals, but states and municipalities avoided Wells Fargo. And he says more of that may come. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.